word, just as he spoke, as Jerry brought the word. But this is God speaking to us. And then you have to make a choice, and you should make it by the Spirit of God in you through the renewed mind that you're going to believe this. See, people have trouble getting healed in their minds and their bodies and so on and so forth because we have trouble with our forgiveness, what we understand forgiveness to be, and what Jesus does with forgiveness. So we, by faith, we create his forgiveness in us by speaking it. Does that make sense to you? It's called, this is called Creative Faith Ministries, but God's word, you must create in your outer being, your mind and your body, his word, which will create healing. So a lot of us don't realize it, but we lean on our own wisdom or our own forgiveness and so on and so forth. And the enemy really beats us up that way. But we create faith, in other words, we take the cross, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus, and we create through the renewed mind his forgiveness in our mind. You see, that's what the enemy don't want you to do. That's why he waters the wine down. He doesn't want you going in the full strength of Jesus. And so, praise God. We're going to talk this morning about kingdom transfer. Say, I have been transferred from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of Jesus. That's what it is. It's a transfer. When you get born again, you've been transferred. Well, a lot of us on the outside don't know the or have a walk in the promises that we've been transferred. So you got to renew your mind. You got to create what transfer means from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of Jesus. You got to speak that, and you got to you got to do it based on the word of God, because the kingdom of God is within us when we get saved. So we're going to go through some scriptures here and let the word of God speak to you. Amen. It'll encourage you. Colossians 1, Amplified. Nancy. And by the way, that was good putting all that up there so that people could see it. Thank you. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:13. And the word of God is important. Amen? The Father has delivered us and drawn us to himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness. So you have been removed from darkness. Sin is darkness. Your sins have been forgiven. We don't know that yet because we got to understand the transfer. And has transferred us into the kingdom of his Son, of his love. So you have left one place, the kingdom of Satan, the world, and you have entered the kingdom of God. And Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. So you've been transferred when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You on the outside don't know that. And so we haven't developed a kingdom language and the word of God in us and so on and so forth. We just want to, you know something, saints? We want God to just do everything. But there's a part that God's going to talk about today, which is our part. Now, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they weren't saved. And so Jesus was doing all kinds of things, raising the dead and opening blind eyes and healing people and everything else. When you come into the kingdom and you've been transferred from Satan's kingdom into the kingdom of Jesus, he gives you the Holy Spirit and he expects you to become a doer of the word. A doer will accept the forgiveness of Jesus, the grace of Jesus, the love of Jesus. Amen? And so you've been transferred spiritually. The kingdom of God is in your spirit. So we struggle with healing and all kinds of different things. And the reason for it is we're basing it on the old man, what we understand healing to be about. We don't draw it from Jesus. The Holy Spirit's in you and I to teach and counsel us and to draw it from the kingdom within us, to transfer it into our minds, because your mind is enmity against God. It can't obey God. It doesn't have the ability to obey God. So the Spirit of God in you, the kingdom of God in you, gives you the power and the ability in the mind of Christ to transfer it into your natural mind, because your natural mind don't have the ability to do that. Amen? Can you receive this? So you've been transferred out of darkness, out of the dominion of Satan. That's what the Word of God says. This is God speaking to us. The Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of control and in the dominion of darkness. So when you accept Jesus, your sins are forgiven for life. That doesn't mean we don't sin, but we have that forgiveness available to us at all times through the blood of Jesus. And so you can't do it by the natural mind. You got to do it by the kingdom that's in you. You got to have a kingdom language. In other words, if you sin, you're forgiven. You're blood bought. You're washed. Amen? Out of control in the dominion of darkness, and has transferred. See, there's been a transfer from Satan's kingdom, see, into God's kingdom, into the kingdom of the Son of His love. And so you have been placed, you see, in the kingdom of His love. So love now is available to you. You can't receive love based on your understanding in the natural of love. You got to ask the Holy Spirit to teach you, because what He'll do is when you fall down and you skin your knee or you make a mistake, see, the love will rise up in you and say, I still love you. I still love you. Come on, get up, brush yourself off. I still love you. Amen. Do you see that? Hallelujah. So listen, saints, and if you don't renew your mind and you don't become a doer, see, Ephesians talks about the fivefold ministry. All of us know about this. And the fivefold is to equip. To equip what? To equip to become doers of the Word of God. See, a lot of messages go out every Sunday and Wednesday and Friday and everything else, but it's not challenging you to become a doer. You're just hearing a lovely message. And God says, I want you to become a doer of that. So we are to equip the people, and I can only equip from the victory I'm walking in, the truth I'm walking in. Are you listening? So everybody here has been removed from sin, darkness, and has been transferred from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of Jesus. When you accepted Jesus Christ, there was a transfer. You see, your spirit became born again. Love of God is in you. Grace of God is in you. The gifts of the Spirit are in you. The peace of God is in you. Now, it's our ability, our power, I should say, by the Holy Spirit, not to let Satan water the word, or the wine. To get it, yeah, just water, all water down. Amen? Hallelujah. So that's the first one he wants to go. The second we mentioned is Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. We are to be equipped to become doers, not just hearers, not hearing a wonderful message and go home and say, wasn't that good? I am to equip you to become a doer of it, to get the benefits of His love, His grace, you see, all these different things. And if you don't become equipped, saints, it'll lay dormant in your spirit. The love of God, the forgiveness of God, the grace of God, the miracle-working power of God will just lay in your spirit. Why? Because your mind is enmity. It don't have the ability to obey God. So it's not going to believe in miracles. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Equipping to become doers. Jesus done the very same thing. This is the teaching of the Master, Lord and Savior, excuse me, of Jesus Christ. He taught to become doers. We'll go to scriptures and we'll see what He says about this. Amen? So He don't want you just to become a hearer. Me and my wife are doers of the Word of God. In that, we take communion twice a week at home, together. And we pray. I never want to forget what He's done and what He continues to do. So when Jerry talked about the Lord's Supper, we should do it as often as we can. Are you saying you can only do it once a month in church? You need to get out and get some juice at home and take communion between husband and wife. When you touch and agree, you're a doer of the Word of God. You husbands and you wives ought to be getting your children together and take communion. Now, it's not something you're going to do 7 days a week and force feed it, but if they see you doing it, they will want to imitate. They'll want to be a part of it. Okay? Hallelujah. The next place we're going to go is John 7. You can go King James if you want to. John 7. John 7. The promise of the Holy Spirit. You see? On the last day, verse 37, the last day, the great day of Jesus of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Now that becomes a doer, right? That means you've got to become a doer. You thirst after Jesus, the word of God is what you drink, you see, and you become a doer of what you're drinking. He says, if you thirst, if there's no thirst, you're not led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will get you to thirst after Jesus. That means Jesus himself is teaching about becoming a doer. Then he goes on in verse 38, he who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Great manifestations of the Holy Spirit will flow out of you and I. Why? The kingdom of God is within us, and it's wanting to be released. But what's holding it back is the natural religion or the natural mind. Hallelujah. So he who believes in me, as the Scripture said, you know, everybody has an opinion about everything, don't they? And it has nothing to do with Scripture. It has to do with religion and all kinds of different things. Have we ever checked out what we're doing? It goes back to the teaching that I did on memory. If someone tells you something about somebody, bad things, when you see that person, you'll pull up memory. You never met her, you never met him, you never sat down, but you'll pull up memory what was said bad about that person. Just think, saints, if you got in memory his blood, his forgiveness, his love, his miracle-working power. Just think if that's in your memory. To give the Holy Spirit something to flow through your spirit and into your mind. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, he who believes in me, say, I believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. As the word says, we don't want Satan watering it down. Well, he don't do that no more. You know, Swaggart's back on television. And that man, I don't care what you say about him, he talks about Jesus. He sings about Jesus. He talks about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. Constantly. He talks about the forgiveness of Jesus. What do you have in memory, in your memory, about Jimmy Swaggart? When he fell? Or when he preached to thousands of people throughout the weeks and months and years, and had altar calls, thousands came and accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. What do you remember? Most likely, if the minds are renewed, you're not walking in forgiveness and God's love and God's mercy. What you're doing, you're seeing him. Oh, I remember what he done. See, God's forgiven him, but you haven't. Because it's in your memory as what he done. Rather than what he's doing, what he did do through the power of the Holy Spirit, and what he's doing today. Well, that way about everybody. You know, you can put Jimmy Swaggart there, and you can talk about people in the church. Oh, I remember what she did before. Memory. Not the renewed mind. Not the love and forgiveness of Jesus. See, as Scripture says, do not judge or condemn. Then give, it'll be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. All we want to do is read that one Scripture. Don't condemn. Don't judge. That does not mean you don't discern. Hallelujah. He who believes in me, as Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow living water. So the heart, you see, the heart deep down inside of us where all the decisions are made, you ought to give your heart to God every day. Doesn't mean you're trying to get saved every day, but you've got to let him be Lord over your heart, Lord over your personality, your emotions, your tongue. See, he can't cross over. He couldn't come into you unless you said, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I accept you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Amen? Okay, but this he spoke of concerning the Spirit, verse 39, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. So he's teaching here, you got to become a doer. Right? You can read that, but if you don't thirst after him, if you don't want the fullness of the new wine, If you don't want the mind of Christ, if you don't want to, on the outside, let God come on the outside. Let Jesus be your Lord and have a testimony for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This will really help you through the Super Bowl. What does that got to do with it? You won't stuff yourself. The Holy Spirit will say, don't become a glutton. Have you ever been in a restaurant and you're plumb full, almost ready to take a nap, and here comes a waitress by with blueberry pie? Ooh. I got room for that, but you're already full. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's go to John 8. See, I'm not going to have you go all the way, just a couple of chapters over. John 8, 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. So there's an attachment to the word. There's an abiding in the word of God. There's a doer by speaking the word of God. You get up in the morning, you say, this is the day the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Blessed is the man. Blessed is his wife. You see, I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. Satan, you can't come on the blood-bought property. You're not coming in my mind. Hallelujah. If my word abides, dwells, lives, not just in your spirit, but allow it to get into your mind, get into your marriage, get into your finances, get into allowing the word to correct you. Hallelujah. Verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Saints, you can know about truth and be caught up in sickness and disease and poverty and all kinds of things. It's the truth you know. You get to know the truth, you see, by that transferring by the Holy Spirit. You've been transferred from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of Jesus. Now the Holy Spirit wants to transfer that word of God from here, the kingdom thinking, from here into here. And when you know the truth about healing, see, I knew the truth about healing, so I eventually got to know the truth about healing, so I got healed from multiple sclerosis. I got to know the truth about his delivering loving power, and I was delivered from booze and drugs and hate and carrying a gun. You see what I'm trying to say? But it's not the truth you're hearing, it's the truth that becomes a doer in your life. Are you listening? So it's the truth you know. So Jesus himself taught, he's equipping us, as the fivefold is to equip us, he's equipping us, you see, by saying you got to become a doer. It's the truth you know. Why people don't get financially blessed? You don't have the truth about it. You've heard about it, but you're not a doer. You know, over here, this church over here, they take up a collection, they call it ransom. Everybody laughs at it, but you know Exodus 30, verse 11 talks about that. The word ransom is used there. Now, I personally wouldn't use it, and I wouldn't use the Old Testament, you see, but it was about money to be used to upkeep the temple or whatever it was in those days. But it was called ransom. Think about it. And when there was someone here in this church, and they were talking, they come a ransom over there. I think God said, yeah, and you're an idiot. You're misinformed. Do you know women in the Bible are the ones that tithe into Jesus' ministry? And guess what? It's the women today are doing the same thing. The men are going, why am I going to do that? Women gave out of their substance to Jesus. They became a doer. Why? Because Abraham was preached the gospel. So tithing is part of the gospel. Abraham came before the law. So women were giving into, I can say this now because many years later, my daughter back here, her and her husband, he's the one that my son-in-law leads the praise and worship. My daughter's up here. And she used to sneak $20 into the ministry all the time. You didn't know that, did you, Lyndon? I'm only kidding now. I'm just bringing some light out. Because men are all that way. I was that way. I used to go and meet with 20 pastors, and we'd take up a collection for the waitress, and they'd put a buck in, take 50 cents out. Because men are like that. Why am I going to do that? Because you don't know the truth. You'd rather question the truth. You'd rather let your mind decide. Hallelujah. So Jesus here said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If you're not free in body, spirit, soul, and body, you don't know the truth. You haven't been transferred from the kingdom. You've been transferred, but you haven't allowed the Holy Spirit to transfer it from here in your spirit up into your mind. The truth of that particular thing is not in your thinking. So Jesus is saying, listen, unless you become a doer, unless you know the truth, you're not going to walk in it. Have you ever prayed for somebody and put so much oil on them and rubbed the hair off the head and they still didn't get healed? Well, you can go back to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where Jesus didn't require anything. He just spoke to the blind, pick up your bed and walk, and so on and so forth. They weren't saved. But when you come into the blood covenant, and you've been transferred out of the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of Jesus, he expects you to become a doer by the word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's different. He could not expect them to do that. They had no spirit. They weren't blood-bought. But we want Jesus to treat like he did in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You know why? We don't have to do nothing. When he says, open your eyes, oh, thank you, Jesus. Because when you and I become sons and daughters, kings and priests, the body of Christ, he expects you to be doing the same. We want to call ourselves kings and priests. But do we really know what the truth of that is? What God requires? You can't be peeking at pornography. And you can't allow the devil to water the wine down. We pick and choose. We go through the Word of God. I want to see miracles. But I don't want to do that. Ellery, teach something else. I'm not getting spanked because of you. I'm going to preach what God says. Hallelujah. Turn to John 15. I could do the whole thing, but we'll go to 7 and 8. John 15, 7 and 8. Hallelujah. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it should be done unto you. See, his words must reach our thinking. It must become a part of our thinking process. In other words, his wisdom becomes ours. His knowledge becomes ours. His forgiveness becomes ours. And on and on and on and on. But if you don't know the truth, it ain't going to set you free. If the word does not abide in you, if you abide in me, say, I'm in Jesus. My words, so once we get transferred into the kingdom, you see, he wants his word to dictate. So it takes time to go through a process to grow spiritually and so on and so forth. Hallelujah. My words abide in you. You will ask what you desire and it should be done. Have you ever asked for something and it didn't happen? Of course you have. So haven't I. You know why? His word is not abiding in that area. I don't know the truth about that. I just want him to do it. You did it for them over there, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus. Do it for me. See, we don't want no responsibility. We don't want to be taking communion and praying and doing some fasting and renewing our minds and getting in the Word of God. Because automatically, Satan has watered the wine down by saying this. He did it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He didn't require that. Well, you can do that, but you're not going to be a king. You're not going to be a priest. You're not going to be a part of the body. If you want to be king and priest, you see, if you want to be a son by the blood of Jesus, a daughter by the blood of Jesus, then you're going to have to do something, become a doer. Hallelujah. 7 once again, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire. See, everybody says, God said I can have what I desire. Well, let's read it again. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, but he said I can have what I desire. Well, let's read it again. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask. In other words, if you get the word from the transferer, the Holy Spirit is in you, and you transfer the word of God into your mind. So now he's going to take control and be Lord over your heart, Lord over your pride. You're going to humble yourself. He's going to be Lord over self. Most things we go to God for, it's about self. We're always asking God for self. Isn't that the truth? Think about your prayers when you go and pray in your prayer closet and what you pray for. It's about self. It's not about change me, Jesus. Be my Lord. Be my Christ. Anoint me so I can walk in your footprints. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart. Be Lord over my heart. Be Lord over my mind. Be my Christ. We always go for self. I need some money. No, you need to seek the kingdom. Hallelujah. Verse 8. But this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you'll be my disciples. No one wants to go through the process of growing and being pruned and so on and so forth. Jesus said you'll know them by their fruits. We got a bunch of banshees running around there who call themselves Christians. And they're acting like the devil. They're acting like they're still in the kingdom of Satan. You know why? No one is challenging. See, discipling, to disciple people, to equip people, to become a doer of the word. The word is Jesus. Either that, you're denying his faith. Belief don't come from your mind. It comes from the Holy Ghost within you. That's your belief system. Hallelujah. Amen? Turn to Matthew 7:7. See, he's teaching being a doer. Being a doer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Matthew 7:7. What does it say here? Ask, it'll be given to you. Seek, you'll find. Knock, it'll be opened to you. Then he goes on to say, "If for everyone who asks, receives." So you got to knock. That means you got to do something. You got to seek. That means you got to do something. You got to knock. That means you got to do something. Now, we'd rather hear, well, that don't mean that no more. God don't require that no more. See, we want to make it comfortable for ourselves. Hallelujah. 24 and 29. This is a doer. Chapter 7, 24 to 29. It says, build upon the rock. You got to become a doer, haven't you? You got to build. So Jesus taught to be a doer also. So this is not something thought up by El Rimeo or someone else. He says, if you're going to build upon the rock, when the storms come, you won't get blown over. But if you want to wind water down, and you build upon the sand, you see, when the storms come, you fall down, get kicked, and get punched, and you wonder why. Why is God allowing that? No, you're allowing it. I'm allowing it. We allow it. If you go back to the teaching that we're kings and priests, sons and daughters, temple of the Holy Spirit, why are we allowing that? That stuff never happened to Jesus. He never said to Peter, "Peter, got any aspirin?" Well, if we're sons and daughters, we got to mature and grow and let the truth set us free so that we can represent Him, be a testimony for Him on this earth, have the fruits of the Spirit on the outside eventually. So the flow of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit will flow through you. And you'll impart Jesus into people's lives. Not your feelings, not your emotions, and not what you think. See, I don't allow people to tell me anything up here. Why? Because I don't want them to kickstart the flesh. And I don't want the flesh to give them an answer. If you come here by faith, then you ought to expect and not deny His faith and receive from Him. There ain't nothing I can do for you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, see, say faith, His faith creates. I will not deny His faith. One more here, and it may curl your hair or something, but that's okay. John, put up John 7:18. And I don't want you to say he was talking to someone else and everything else and so on and so forth. See, have you ever seen somebody go through the Bible? Well, that don't mean that. That don't mean that. Well, is born again, does that still mean that? See, before you know it, the old wine is being watered down. Well, that don't mean that. See, in the Greek, in the Hebrew, whatever you want to call it, there's four choices, or five choices, or three choices. And the people who done the King James were probably making this choice, which you will say, no, that don't mean that. But if you really look it up with an open mind, of course, the Amplified probably it's the same thing. It just amplifies. But what we say is, oh, wait a minute, they made a mistake. Is that God breathed or not? Did the Holy Spirit do this or not? Is that God speaking to us? Then who are we to correct God, saying, that don't mean that? We hear it all the time. And before you know it, we got four or five things. We're thrown out. It don't mean that no more. Oh no, that's a mistake. That's a bad interpretation by the King James people. Well, God didn't tell you to write the Bible. God didn't tell us to correct His word. God didn't say go through the Bible and when you find mistakes, just throw it out. You may not like what it says. You may not like what that word means. But any interpretation is like in a dictionary, in our dictionary. You got a word with many answers for it. Right? It's the same with the Greek and the Hebrew. There's not just one for one. And can God put something in here, listen to me now, without them two languages? That's a question you have to answer. And no, God wouldn't do that. Well, how come He spoke in tongues? God told us we could speak in tongues, and we're talking to God. That language isn't in there. Well, that don't make sense, Ellery. Most things from God don't. Hallelujah, okay. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Do you know something? A lot of us speak from our own selves. We really do. We want to be on the firing line. We want to give words. I was telling people Friday here, and sometimes I've had people bring people to check me out. What's the combination to Ellery? Oh, he's one of those. Don't go around him. And you know what people that locked into? All are locked into the prophet and the gift of prophecy. So when the Holy Ghost changes in the prayer line and starts discerning your life, your marriage, something you're into, they're saying, that's not God. You get away from him. Because they don't know how to flow in the Holy Ghost. They don't know that he can switch when he wants to. And he don't say, oh, by the way, we're going into discernment now. Is that all right? So you can be going down through here, either in the gift of prophecy or operating as a prophet. He can switch that if you're open to let him switch in you. If he's in charge, he can unplug and plug. And so when we get to discernment, and I start rattling off some things that is going on in someone's life, for example, when the Oriental girl came here, I told her three things that was going to happen. I said, they're going to discriminate against you, and you're going to be fired. I said, don't worry about it. You're going to have grace. I told her three things. God's going to give you a new job. Well, she left here and just absolutely turned her upside down. That's not God. You know why? That was discernment with wisdom. And so she goes off, and the three things happen in her life. She comes back and ties a bunch of money into this ministry and said, I can't believe they discriminate. I didn't accept when you said, I didn't believe that. But she says, guess what? She says, God gave me grace. I got a new job, and I got insurance with it, and it's I don't know, 10 times more than I was getting over here. Well, when people come and check me out, and you have a right to do that, they checked out Jesus. But you know, I've been married 53 years. Been in ministry 34 years, 2 boys, 2 girls, 11 grandchildren. We're financially blessed. We own a home. We have a car, nice one. Didn't start there. I have a track record. I have a track record. But people who are specialists in the gifts I watched him pray. Did you hear what he said? You know why? Over the weeks and months and years, I got elephant skin. So when I feel a dagger in my back, I go, gee, a mosquito or something. You know, I'm sitting out here, standing out here sometimes, and I can actually hear, I don't know who's doing it, but I can hear thinking. I don't believe that. That's not God. That's why we put it up there. That's why we have CDs and DVDs. Maybe you guys ought to break down.
I don't need that. I already heard it once. You may have to hear it 10 more times. You may go over there and spend $5 for a DVD.
See yourself on TV, man. Listen, he who speaks from himself seeks his own glory. There's a learning, a teaching about flowing in the Holy Ghost. And it goes from individual to individual. You're going to have to be changed. You're going to have to abide in his word. You're going to have to believe that there's been a transfer from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of Jesus. And now there's another transfer from the kingdom within you to here. And your part of it is give him your heart. Give him your tongue. If you're having pornography problems, bring it to the blood of Jesus. Create in you, through the word of God, create a faith. Create peace and love and power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Create it. He says you're a son. You can do that. You can do the same thing as Jesus done. That may be far out for some people, but you can do the same thing. Create it from the Word of God. point is here, saints, most people don't understand the transfer. And so as we go through weeks and months after being born again, Satan is constantly watering the wine down. We are no longer the wine. We're mixed with water from the enemy. In other words, I believe that. Well, I don't believe that. And when we go to God, we're always praying for self. I need some money, God. Well, do you believe all the gold and silver? Absolutely. Then why are you going to the bank and borrowing, pastors? Why are you getting my people in debt $25 million? Well, is it wrong? No, it's not wrong. But if you believe all the gold and silver, the same one that put the coin in the fish's mouth can put money in your pocket. But we all got to have a brand new place in debt. Then we all have got to beg. Then we all got to sell books, become my partner. This is a special from our catalog, 10% off. You don't know if you listen to Walmart or what you're listening to. You know, I love Jim Baker, but he's just selling all the time. You got these little trinkets. I had a lady one time, we had another church, and she'd come dragging one of those bags that you put leaves in, those great big black leaf bags. And she'd come coming through the door in our office, dragging this thing. I thought she'd kill her dead husband or something. It was that full. And she's dragging it in, and I said, what is that? She says, God told me to bring it to you. This is all the books. And there was Joyce Meyer. There was Copeland. Everybody's books were in there. And there was tapes. And there was statues. And there was bracelets. I said, what do you want me to do with it? I don't want that. God told me to bring it over here. Well, I wasn't going to argue with this. So we put it all on the shelf, you see. And I said, tell me something. And then she wanted prayer. I said, haven't I prayed for you before? Oh, yeah, but it didn't work. I said, did you read all that stuff? Yeah. Well, did it work? Well, the answer is no. See, we're all trying to look out there to get something to free us and everything else. Because we don't know the truth. Jesus has already freed you. It's just like Jerry said this morning. Jesus has already freed you. Now, I don't want you to think I'm sitting up here talking about Andrew or Copeland and all that stuff. Listen, they're into that. That's fine. If I'm going to disciple, you see, people, equip them. I want to equip you in trusting in Jesus, that through your journey on this earth, he'll supply everything. That's what I'm trying to do. So if you see him selling books and don't put them down. Don't judge them. See, if you had their TV bills, you'd probably be doing the same thing. But me personally, because of our track record, we have never taken up a collection. If someone's here new and you want to give something, there's a little faith box over there. You can put it if you don't have to. You don't have to. Never taken up a collection. So I'm equipping. God taught me and my wife many years ago. You see, when the apostles came back, I always tell the story. When they came back, Jesus said, did you lack anything? No, we didn't lack anything. And so that means he supplied everything. I said, I want to learn that. So we've been in ministry 34 years, never taken up a collection. So that's what I'm equipping from that position. I'm not equipping by putting this church down, that church down, that church down. I don't want to get caught up in that. I want to be free. I want to know the power of Jesus. I want to know the power of his promises. I want to see God like he moved on my body and healed MS. And deliver me from booze and drugs and hate and carrying a gun and joining the Marine Corps and wanting to kill all that back when I was 17 years old. He freed me from all that. My God. So I'm equipping you. You can make a choice. You can get in ministry, sell books and do all the things and get on TV and run a big bunch of bills up. You can do that. What I'm saying, saints, is if you know the truth will set you free. And the truth will be this. God will supply you all your need. And you have to be satisfied where God's got you. You don't want what he's got, what they got, what he's got, she's got. You just want what God's got for you. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, today, right now, does anybody need healing in your physical body? In your fleshly body? Everybody's all set? Wow. So give the Lord another clap offering. If everybody's healed, hey, praise God. Oh, one back here. Come up here. Come up here, young man. Hallelujah. Now, the next thing is, if you need prayer, let's just say you got some hurts in your heart and you're living in yesterday. God can deliver you from your heart if you give it to him. If you got some emotional problems, if you got yesterday, some films you're running from yesterday, someone hurt you or so on and so forth, God can free you from that. I'm talking from my track record. Amen? So if you need prayer for anything, you want prayer, maybe you just want to have a word from God, you want to hear from God. God does that here. Hallelujah. If you want to hear from God, you may not like what he says, but if you want to hear from God, come up here. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, don't everybody bunch over there now in case a bomb comes in. You'll all get it. Kind of stretch out here. Yeah. Come up closer. Yeah, and then kind of. dance down there. That's, you can dance here too, you know. Oh, yeah, absolutely. If God touches you and you go flipping, flopping like a fish, that you can do that too. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How you doing, young man? So the devil says you're dying, right? And the doctor said you're dying. What do you have? What was it? Were the lungs or what? A stomach or what was it? Liver, lungs. Oh, it's gone through your whole body. How much time did he give you?
He said,
you know, if you go home with the Lord, I'm going to see you again.
Amen.
Right? Amen. I want you to understand that. This is not departure, and we'll never see each other again. Amen. That's what the Word of God says. I'm not speaking that. I'm just saying, you know, hallelujah. Amen, brother?
This is my son.
I know. You came before, right?
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah,
you only came once. Okay. Your first name again was what? Ron. Okay. Just raise your hands, Ron. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus, we're not going to deny your faith. I'm not going to get stamping around, jumping around, spitting his face. I'm just going to believe in the cross, the death, the suffering of you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you, Jesus, are greater than the cancer that's in his body. And we're not going to deny your faith, Lord Jesus Christ. So these are your hands. We are speaking your word that God will supply his needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you said in Matthew 8:17, you took every infirmity. So right now, Lord, I'm going to touch him, Lord, not with my glory, not by my faith, but faith in you, Lord Jesus Christ. That you can curse, or I'll curse, and you can dry up this cancer, and you can set him free. You can give him a miracle. And because in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you can't say you've done it there, Lord, because those were people, and now here's your son, who's blood-bought, part of your body, and he's expecting you to fall upon him with the healing, anointing power. We thank you for your love, Jesus, your love for this man. A love for his physical body, his liver, his lungs, which I speak to in the name of Jesus. I speak all through his body. Wherever cancer has spread, I curse it right now, and I curse it by faith in you, Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, for the release, Lord, of your faith, right, Lord, right now into his body, all through him right now, Lord Jesus. Your faith running through him right now. Your love running right through him right now. Your grace running through him right now. In Jesus' holy name. We trust in you, Jesus. We believe in you, Lord Jesus. He has come by faith, Lord. And you are a faithful God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All through him, Lord. All through his stomach, Lord. His shoulders. Wherever this cancer, his glands, Lord, all through him. I speak to it and curse it all in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we're not going to deny your faith, Lord Jesus. We believe in your faith right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. God says, my daughter, the days have been long for you in some areas, and the journey has been, seems like the road has been full of potholes. But God says, from this day forward, you're going to start receiving a replenishing of my spirit, my word of God, my wisdom. And you're going to stand up in some areas you haven't stood up. And you're going to open your mouth in some areas you haven't opened your mouth. And out will come my spirit, the word of God. And it will be spoken in my name. And that which you want to free, that which you want to free, you can have the faith now. You can trust in me. And you can speak to that mountain. And you can cause that mountain to move in my name, saith the Lord. Father God, we thank you and we praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Jesus. Holy Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can see something keep getting in front of you. It seems to slow you down, even sometimes stops you from getting some things that the Lord wants to bless you with. And there's also something about family members. There's also about something about old films, the old hurts, that God says, my daughter, there has going to be a new beginning today, a new refreshing, a flow of my spirit into you. That which was in front of you, that which is stopping you, God says, you have been moved into my kingdom. You have been transferred. And God says the revelation, the light of that is going to come to you, and that which was in front of you will no longer be in front of you, because you're going to start speaking it out, and you're going to say you're a daughter, and you're going to say you're blood bought, and you're going to say you're anointed, and you're going to say you have the mind of Jesus Christ, and you're going to turn things around, because every mountain is coming down. Every mountain is coming down. You are going to be raised up to a different place in me, saith the Lord, and it's going to cause you to be excited within your spirit, and your mind is going to catch on, and the wisdom of God's spirit is going to flow into your mind, and you're going to have answers for things where it's standing in your way and you didn't be able to see and have the answer. But God says, my daughter, you shall have the answer. It shall be again for my glory, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God says, my daughter, there's going to be an anointing. There's going to be dreams and visions. If they're already coming, they're going to get better. And there's going to be sighting of angels. You're going to see things that you've never seen before. Yeah. Because God says there's a spiritual awakening going across my body, across my sons and my daughters, and I'm awakening you into my realm. And God says, my daughter, it shall be awoken into your realm. And you're going to see and feel things like you never had before. You've wanted to experience God more, but the brakes have been on. Yeah. But God says the brakes have been pulled out now. There's going to be no stopping, because God's going to bring you on the highway of holiness, and he's going to call you precious, and he's going to call you precious, and he's going to call you loved in Jesus' holy. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, I touch these two right now, Lord. I touch for agreement, Lord. There has been many struggles, Lord. They have spoken about many things, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, the cleansing blood is washing all yesterday away, Lord, and is bringing in new things today, Lord Jesus, that they're going to rise up. Anything you meant for bad Satan, it's broken now in Jesus' name. And I release, I meant to them, and I release, impart into them the love and the grace and the peace that will stop every storm. I release into them the spirit of wisdom that they will agree. And when they agree, what they agree, by faith, Lord, it'll come to pass. We know, Lord, that you see their hearts, and they have a heart for you, Lord. But there's other areas, Lord, that you want to dunk in the anointing, Lord. So right now, they both open themselves up to any place in their lives that needs to be opened up so that you can flow there and be Lord and be their Christ and deliver them and set them free in Jesus' holy name. I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. It's deep into his emotions and his mind, the delivering power of you, Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, in Jesus' holy name, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Let him sense your presence, Lord, your peace into his mind and his emotions right now. I prophesy and speak it into his life, the peace that stops storms, the peace that passes all understanding. So he's going to stand in troubled areas, and he'll say, why am I at peace? Usually these areas trouble me. God says, my son, no longer. The peace is going to rise up, and the peace is going to stop the storms in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, you've called upon my name, and there's things that have been delayed. It just doesn't seem to be coming to pass like your word says, saith the Lord. And God says to you, my daughter, oh, yeah, it's going to come to pass because I am the word. I am alive. I'm right here. I'm right around you right now. My presence is with you. So wherever your desire is, you dictate it, that desire to come to me, saith the Lord, and to come under my blood. And yes, and let the faith rise in you as you pray in the Spirit. You'll build up your most holy faith, and you're going to call those things. Those things that are in darkness is no longer going to be in darkness. You walk in the light, and the light's going to drive out the darkness. God's encouraging you today. He's speaking many things. There has been many different merry-go-rounds, but God says, no, you're not going to get dizzy. You're not going to be on that merry-go-round right now. You're going to stand still and let God be God in your life. Be still. Be still and know that I'm God, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the faith of Jesus imparted into her. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Raise your hands there. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, I can see sheep that have trampled over some of your harvest. They have just run over a lot of harvest. And then there's things back in your life that has trampled you. But God says, my daughter, there's a delivering power of my presence coming into your life. It's going to rise up out of your spirit, and it's going to free you. There is a love that you have desired, but it seems to be trampled on by some emotional things. And God says, I am the healing God. I am the resurrected Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who speaks to you and calls you daughter and calls you loved and calls you healed and calls you delivered. From this moment on, there is going to be a sweep of my anointing, my presence over you, and you're going to sense that God is real, and God is real, and God is, oh, God is real in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, right now, Lord, every bit of it, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now with the faith of Jesus, the healing power of Jesus into her life right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I touch him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know there has been a rattlesnake after you? And right now God is showing his head has been cut off. He's making a lot of noise, but he can't do anything anymore. You've just gained a victory in Jesus over something that, some kind of a poison or something that's been trying to come through this rattlesnake. You have got the victory over it. And God says, my son, you are free. Just like the wind. When the wind blows, expect it to be the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We don't see the wind, but we breathe it in, don't we? Because we need the breath. We need to see the wind. We don't see it, but we feel it and we take it in. God says you're going to take in more of the Spirit right now. More of the Spirit into your life right now. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the precious love of the Lord Jesus. The precious love of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, it's strange. I can see you with a blanket and you're shaking it. You're shaking it out. And God says, my daughter, in the world there's a shaking going on. So don't be disturbed because God says everything that's left will be of me. Even in the people you minister to, everything that's left will be of me, saith the Lord. So don't be disturbed about the shakings in people's lives and what they say and what they come back with, because God says it's being shaken right now. And they're going to come into a place in me, and they're going to receive me, and they're going to believe in my healing power, because my healing power is going to be increased in your hands and through your life, and it's going to bring them up to attention and cause them to understand that God truly loves them, because the pain they had is no longer there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is double upon you. God says, my son, the boldness, Lord, will come alive in you even more and more, Lord. The Lord says, and you shall say things that you say, gee, why did I say that? Don't allow the enemy to put you down in your own spirit, in your own thinking about, gee, I shouldn't have said that. And if it starts to disturb you, you say, no, sir, I'm putting that under the blood. I'm bold for Jesus. It's the Spirit of God alive in me, and it's bringing life, and it's bringing light, and it's bringing revelation and wisdom, and bringing healing into God's people in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I thank you, and I praise you, Lord, right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this is strange. I can see a big chute where people slide down. And I can see you coming down this chute, and it's all glittery. It's got it's white, but it's got glittery. It's sparkly with, looks like gold or silver. And there's a pool at the bottom, and it's not moving. It's not moving. You're going to come into this pool. There's going to be a whole soaking of God's presence in you like never before. And you've allowed yourself, or God allowed God to put you in this chute. You didn't know where you was going. You didn't ask where you was going. You just trusted in me, saith the Lord. And down this chute you came, and into this water you came. It's the stillest water. Even though you've hit the water, there isn't many ripples. It is not like regular water. This is a heavenly water. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, and I thank you, and I praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can see a trolley car, and God says, my daughter, you're on a ride, but I put you on the trolley car. It's my trolley car. So it's identification. So you're on this, and you're going on this ride. And you just topped over this hill, and I can see down over the hill, and there's a beautiful, beautiful land and water and green grass and everything else. So my God says, my daughter, don't jump off the trolley. Don't question it. Just stay on the trolley and stay on the ride, because God's going to bring you into his land and his blessings in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, there has been people that have stood up against you, and sometimes it's been very disturbing to you. It's disturbing to you because some people call themselves Christians and act just the opposite. That's because Jesus is not Lord over their lives. But I can see your eyes opening up into a place in me, saith the Lord, is coming into me. But I'm seeing your eyes open up in the spirit realm, and it's coming into Jesus. You're going to start seeing things differently. And what you see, even though you see people doing things, it's not going to disturb you. Because your relationship with me, saith the Lord, is going to be greater. It's going to be bigger. And you're going to know that's all part of the process. And God says, as far as your body is concerned and your bones are concerned, your muscles are concerned, God says, keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking. Because God is going to release himself through your muscles, through your bones. And arthritis is going to be loosed in Jesus' name. Loosed in Jesus' name. Loosed in Jesus' name. Oh, ooh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I can see a large platform, and you're standing on it. God's given you a platform because nothing that's in disagreement with me can enter this platform. God says, my son, you'll be on this platform, and you will speak, and you will dictate, and you'll take dominion over, and you'll take authority over. But they will not be able to come on your platform. They will not be able to touch anything that I have given you. God says, my son, it shall arise in you a very burning of the Spirit of God. And you're going to speak from the fire. And you're going to call from heaven. And heaven is going to rise up in you. In that platform, from that platform, you're going to speak. And fire is going to go in and burn up that which is trying to destroy. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the platform, for the fire, Lord. And for the boldness that's going to come up in the Son of God. I thank you, Lord, that healing power, Lord, is flowing all through his muscles, all through his back right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you do creative miracles. We're asking you, Lord, this man has worshiped and praised you and spoken the word of God for many weeks and many months and many years. And now, Lord, he keeps on asking, knocking, Lord, that you'll come into him and deliver his back and deliver his muscles. Every bit of pain being released from him. Him right now because of your love and your healing power, Lord Jesus, that touches the bones and the vertebrae and the disc and all those areas. You can do it, Lord Jesus. We stand and we do not deny your faith, but we let your faith, Jesus, flow into this back and these muscles in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we praise you as he's standing in for his mother. She wants to move to Colorado. And I can hear God say, why don't she come? Because she has gone before God. Show me, God. Do this, God. Do that, God. God says, just move. God says, just move. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just move. There's going to be no, not what's behind door one, door three, door two. God says, just move. Just trust in me. If you have the faith in me, I shall respond to you. Just like I told the man, he said, I don't have anybody to help me get in the water, Lord, to get healed. And God says, you want to be healed? Tell your mother, does she want to be healed? Be obedient and walk by faith, and she'll create her life in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There has been turmoil in your life about some things. And God says, my son, it's going to come out of here and it's no longer going to light there no more. I deliver your mind in the name of Jesus. I free your mind in the name of Jesus. I can see chains that have been chained around your thinking, around your mind, and people have been trying to tighten the chains. But God says, my son, they are broken off from you. They are broken off from you. No more chains. You're going to have the freedom to stand up boldly and request work in your life, and God says he's going to give you grace. Wherever you go, you're going to have grace. From this moment on, if you can believe in the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus, that there has been a transfer from the Satan's kingdom into the kingdom of God, that you now, right now, you have grace. You have favor with God. All you got to do is step out, speak in the authority and the faith of the name of Jesus Christ, and call forth, speak to that mountain, and call forth that which desires in your heart. God said he'll give it to you because your heart, deep in your heart, you have been many struggles, but you have a heart for me like David did. And God says, my son, do not allow the enemy to pull you away from my grace or to water down the wine. you are truly going to rise up and receive the promises that I have promised to you through my word, saith the Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Jesus breathed on them and he said, receive. Receive. Hallelujah. God says you now have the power to forgive sin or hold on to sin. But God says you're going to take the place and you're going to forgive. And you're not going to hold on to anybody who's done anything in your life. You're not going to hold on. That's what Jesus said in John 20. You now have the power. He blew on them and said, you now have the power to forgive or to hold on. God says you're going to forgive. God said it's going to work in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, praise you, Jesus. Ah. Oh. God says, my son, you have waited a long time, but there's new beginnings. God says you have a due season, and you're going to reap if you don't faint not. Don't give up. Keep doing good. Keep doing good, because God's got a season for you, something special that you don't even know yet. It's not into your natural thinking. It's in your spirit, but the Holy Spirit. But God says, oh, I have a season for you. Be encouraged today. Be encouraged, not by the flesh, but by the word that's being spoken to you. And by my word, as you read it, be encouraged that you have a due season. You shall reap if you keep doing good. If you keep doing good. Father God, I speak that unto him, Lord, and encourage him right now, Lord. Oh, blessed Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my son, there's a lot of troubled waters. But as I'm standing before you, it's become smooth. They're very quiet, because anytime God speaks peace into any troubles in our lives, they become not troubled waters, but peaceful water. You are not going to receive troubled waters. You're going to receive peaceful waters. It's going to flood you. It's almost like an hourglass. There's a time for this, and I can see an hourglass being turned and set onto a big marble table with gold all around the edge of it, an hourglass, and it's already flowing right now. The very peaceful water, that doors that he will open, they will be peace. Doors that he shut, no man will open, no devil. But God says, my son, the call upon your life has not changed. It's not irrevocable. So just look at this. There is no longer troubled waters. I speak to it on your behalf. I release my grace. I speak my peace. And now there's peaceful waters, and you will be able to make decisions that you haven't been able to make. You've been kind of hung up on some areas, but God says you can make that decision now. You can make that decision now. You don't have to wait like the guy was waiting for someone to put him in the water. God says you are in the water, my son. You are in the peace right now. It's flooding you right now. It's flowing into you right now. In Jesus' holy name, it's flowing into you right now. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the peace of the living God. The peace of the living God. Oh, the peace of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Woo. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see a garden. It's strange. It's not full of flowers. It's full of strawberries, and there's blueberries, and there's carrots. And what is God saying? God is going to feed you. God is going to feed you some things that comes from the heavenly realm, from his spirit, like you've never been fed before. It's going to do something to your body. And it's not going to start next Saturday or next week. It's going to start right now. The feeding of the heavenly realm, the feeding of the heavenly food coming into his body, Lord. And it's not going to just feed you to fill your physical body, but it's going to feed you to fill you more with the spirit. more with the Spirit, more with the knowledge and the wisdom of God. And there is going to be an opening for you for a very quick short time about visions and dreams, about delivering power of God. Because every time you're filled with this food, you're going to bring and impart that food, that anointing, that power that comes from the heavenly realm through your Spirit into people's lives. Their minds are going to be freed. Their minds and emotions are going to be freed. There has been many hang-ups in people's minds, but you're going to have this heavenly food flowing through you that's going to set minds free. You're going to walk in my footprints, saith the Lord, and you're going to speak my words, and my name shall be upon your lips, and you'll speak it out, and there it goes. There it goes. A big poof of the anointing of the Spirit of God into people's minds and freeing them and surrounding the outside of the head so it protects it in Jesus' holy name. We thank you and we praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I can see a white horse. It looks to be the Lord on it. He's going to stop for you. He's going to stop for you. And like Thomas didn't believe, there's some things in you you're not quite sure of. And he is going to touch you in a way that belief, faith, wealth in his grace is going to rise up into you. Blessings are going to rise up into you. And it'll never be taken away from you. The only way it'll go is continually up. Your heavenly look is continually up. And God says, my daughter, this may sound out beyond your natural, but it's in your spirit, prepared by the Holy Spirit, waiting to be released in you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, you have wrestled with things within your mind. And sometimes it's been the family of God, and sometimes it's been your own family. But God has been trying to teach you to come to Him and really sit down like you would your closest friend and explain these struggles, because sometimes we can't trust people, but you can trust the friend Jesus. And you can sit down and talk with Him, and you can tell Him what's on your heart and what's going on and how it's troubled you in these areas. And God said He's going to give you the answer. One of the answers will be peace. Peace will come upon you. And then there's going to be wisdom that's going to be released, more wisdom, the spirit of wisdom released in you to bring you into that place where you can totally and completely agree with what the wisdom is saying. We thank you and we praise you in the blessed holy name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy. God says, my son, there has been struggles in these areas, but only because of the flesh. There's no struggle in your spirit. There's no struggle in your belief. But your flesh sometimes, it kind of fights. There's a battle between the spirit and the flesh. But God says, my son, you will arrive at a place in me someday shortly here, there's been a timing set aside for you. It's in your spirit that you'll arrive at a place in me where the flesh will not even be able to fight. It will not even rise up anymore. So don't be discouraged about what the flesh is doing. Just be encouraged what the spirit is doing. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, for that word, that interpretation that's being imparted to him right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Imparted to him right now in the mighty name of Jesus, how the power of the Holy Spirit, the Shekinah glory, Lord, shall not only rest upon him, but it'll rest upon his home, Lord, and his workbench, Lord. It'll rest upon his son and his wife in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for I speak this in the authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Is everybody blessed?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering here. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew, for a minute I couldn't see anybody. Whew, praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. We exalt and lift you up. You are the priest. You are the king. You are our Lord. And you're the one, Lord, by your spirit that allows us to be blessed by the gifts of your spirit and by the word of your word of God. We thank you that today, Lord, that we will be equipped, Lord, to learn to depend on you, Jesus, to depend upon you, Lord Jesus. We won't get in a judgmental mode, but we'll just depend on you, Jesus. And whatever season you've picked for it to come, it will come because you're faithful. You're a faithful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. And we thank you, Lord. We're going to start speaking the spiritual blessings into our lives that the outside becomes more like you, Lord Jesus Christ, and less of ourselves. Our identification will no longer be with our earthly folks, but with our heavenly Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We speak this and we break every assignment of you, Satan. Every principality and power is broken. You don't have authority on God's property. We are blood bought. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we take authority over you, Satan, and principalities and powers, and you seducing, lying spirits, and we do it in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will obey because we know, as the truth is in us, that we are sons and daughters. We are kings and priests. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we walk in victory for your glory, Lord Jesus. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Praise.